see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watcher for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of your program, today. Family, my name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this show and this network. And I pretty much do my own writing or my own broadcasting in the way I see fit. But I'm led by the Holy Spirit as I allow it to happen because I'm obedient to the Holy Spirit. It's not a religious show. Not a spiritual show. It's not a reality show. But it's based on reality. But it's not scripted. I have no restrictions other than keeping my language clean, but I'm a born-again Christian, and former U.S. Marine sometimes slips out every now and then at me. But family, I don't belong to nobody except Jesus Christ. I don't follow no flag or country or Republican, Democrat, this, that, or the other, Oath Keepers or Tea Party or Coffee Party or Tupperware. I don't follow anything. I keep my names off of petitions. I don't do marches. None of that. Don't get involved in all that mess. Because I know Jesus Christ is coming back. I know there's a supernatural war going on today that people aren't paying attention to, that they better wake up to. Mankind will not solve this. It's not going to happen. Should we continue to resist it? Of course. Pray against it. Resist it. We'll talk about that today. There is a solution. But no matter what you do, no matter what happens, it don't matter. there's going to be judgment upon this world. There is no way around it. It's impossible to get around because of the evil that has been done throughout mankind's history. There's going to be a price to pay when God says enough is enough. You ever heard of the flood and the ark? That's a true story. Oh, I know. Satan is in his own little books and all this, and Gilgamesh and all that nonsense has tried to copy it in other writings. He's just a copier. But the flood really happened. Worldwide flood. Worldwide. Every square inch of this planet was covered in water. Not a lick of land was showing. The only thing on top was an ark. 8 human beings and animals. It was chosen by God. The earth was one piece of land until God divided like 10, 12 generations later. And that's another story. Family, this is what's really going on, and it has to do with today. It's a supernatural war. This Ferguson, Fukushima, whatever, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever it is you come up with. JFK assassination, it don't matter. Everything is based on this conspiracy. Everything. And can be proven. It's all based. I'm going to show you today. Matter of fact, I'm already running out of time. I'm going to get started here now. And I'm going to demonstrate to you today, as organized as I can, just how involved this conspiracy really is. The true conspiracy of the world government agenda. I'm going to lay it out for you. And again, let you know, I don't have any loyalty to anything on this earth. I don't care. I don't follow it because I know Jesus Christ is the one I follow. That's it. You know, you either follow him or you don't. It's not based on flags or patriotism. Patriotism was created by the Vatican. Patriotism was created to foment wars. Edward Bernays. Oh, we'll get to that later. We've been lied to. I'm tired of lies, man. I'm tired of them. I'm going to expose as much as I can in 2 hours. If I have to, I'll just go into it Monday. But I hope to get everything done today to show you just what you are up against. And then to show you how they have failed already and what they're up against that they can never overcome. You see, I'm going to show both sides what you're up against in 2 hours. Huh. Lord, thank you today, Father, we come together in this network. Thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity we have, Father, that we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to lead us today. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We lay them before you on the cross of Calvary. Lord, we lay them before you as a thorn in our side, that, Father, you can take these. Forgive us of these sins. Father, we know that, Father, you won't take them all away, that it keeps us there, that we keep that thorn aside to keep us humble, keep us tied, keep us into chastisement and conviction. And Father, thank you for the conviction you give us, for the infirmities that you put upon us, that, Father, makes them bigger, makes us stronger, makes us stronger. Father, do pray for those, Lord, that don't know you. We pray for family members that don't know you. That, Lord, that you'll use our lives to influence others. That, Lord, that you'll keep us strong, that keep us humbled. And, Father, to use that Holy Spirit, that we can have that Holy Spirit and to guide us along. Give us the words to speak. Father, we pray for the watchmen to come out. We pray, Lord, for an awakening in these churches. And, Father, we pray for the blood of Jesus to cover us in these days of evil that comes. And, Father, will give us the courage, the words, the wisdom to speak. But guide us through these hard times that's coming, Lord. And keep us humble during the times that are good. That, Lord, we know that this is temporary. Father, it's just practice, but we need, Father, that spirit of discernment and wisdom, so we can see the signs of the times. Father, we see you moving today. But Father, we also see Satan on the move. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, the hardest part is getting started. That's the hardest part. Because I have a lot of stuff to tell you today. I'm not going to talk about Ferguson and I Can't Breathe and Fukushima 50,000% increase of radioactivity and a coming meteorite flashing toward Earth at 26,000 miles per second, whatever, what, I don't care what. Or the FEMA camps or the, what else is there? I don't know. They keep coming up. It's like trying to pull it out of a fishbowl. What are we going to talk about today? Oh, Fukushima. We hadn't talked about that? No, let's put fear in them. Put it out in the news today. 50,000% increase of radioactivity. They just do it just because they think they can. Chemtrails, vaccinations, everything to keep you all in fear. Some of it may be true, sure. But family, fear is not part of it. One basic truth, dilemma divideos, duveros. That was difficult. One basic truth can be used as a foundation for a mountain of lies. If we dig down deep enough in the mountain of lies and bring out the truth, to set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. And there's nothing more devastating to a structure of lies than revelation of the truth upon which the structure of lies was built. Because you see, every conspiracy is simply a step. Every conspiracy, every single one, bar none, is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion towards God as executed by his human agents. I'm going to talk about those human agents and exactly who they are. There's some basic truths before I begin. Well, gosh, I guess I already have begun, huh? The real issue really at stake here is whether Christ or Satan will ultimately reign as king upon this earth. Isaiah 14:12. The created can never defeat the creator. It's impossible. The supreme directors of this satanic conspiracy are a small group of men. And when I say small, that's relatively speaking small, exactly 26 families of royal blood, 13 inside, 13 outside. We'll get to that hopefully today. But they believe, the ones that control this world for now, they believe in the supernatural, Satan, Lucifer, the same. But they deliberately organize atheistic materialism, humanism, to lure human beings away from Almighty God. Now, if you're an atheist, it don't matter what you believe, because it's what they believe that counts in your life as well. They will force you, atheist, to worship Lucifer or die. That's documented. So your belief has nothing to do with what's going to happen to you, because they've already got a plan. You either give to Lucifer or they're going to kill you. So it really boils down to, where's your soul going to go? There's a soul there, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, the soul is there. It goes one of two places, heaven or hell. But the devil, Satan, Lucifer, he's their master. He wins every soul who denies the existence of God and refuses to love, serve, and obey Him. Now, we're going to start getting down to it here. That's the big forest. Now, the trees is the fundamental principle of the Satanic Illuminati is to divide different races, different religions, different political groups, but they always, 100% of the time, bar no exception, they always control both sides. Always. Oath keepers, you got infiltrators in your group, I guarantee it. Tea Party, oh, goes without saying. They'll be the ones there that's real helpful, but they always throw a wrench in your plans. They always slow things down. They're real helpful. They're yes men, yes boys. May invite you to a barbecue. They're the ones you don't trust. But they always throw a wrench to slow things down. That's how you tell who they are. And they are there. Different social classes. Different generations of your children are divided up. Trained differently every generation. From the baby boomers to the silent generation to the baby boomers to the X, Y, Z, whatever generation it is, millennium. They've divided them up by design. And what they do with the division of races, religion, political groups, social classes, nationalities, they make them fight each other so they become weak in manpower, ruined economically, tired of fighting, and that plot leads them toward internationalism. That's how they do it. By the use of the Hegelian dialectic, they create the thesis, the problem, they get a reaction that they anticipate, and they have the solution. And the solution becomes the next thesis. They've done this since the days of Alexander. Carried from one generation to the next as a family ritual of Illuminati. Jesuits, when they were created. Freemasons, Rosicrucians, Knights of Malta, evil to the absolute core. Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, take a blood oath against you. In the 20th century to the 21st century, for example, five fields of thought influencing the course of world events. Christianity, which was created by Constantine, designed to hide Jesus Christ and pervert the gospel in very subtle ways. That's the purpose of the religion called Christianity. I'm a Christian. I follow Jesus. That's it. No religion. None. Because you have 37,000 sects of Christianity alone. And they all got different beliefs. That's not right. You got one book that's the truth. As a King James Bible. Before that, you had the Dark Ages. Before that, you had the disciples writing the word. Collected at Antioch. As a King James Bible comes from that origin. The other Bibles, all 360, whatever they are, all of them come from one source, and that's the origin of a Greek philosopher in Alexander, Egypt. Only two Bibles have ever been written in the history of man. Only two. King James, then the others. And they all come from one source. King James stands alone. That's a fact, too. That's God's holy word. Christianity tries to mess it up. And does a really good job of it. With different doctrine and all kinds of different sects like Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Unitarian, Libertarian, whatever Arian it is, Anity, Ism or something. They all got different beliefs. That can't be. It's not possible. Well, that's what Christianity was created for. Then you have international communism, which controls the world today. You see. It teaches atheistic materialism, claims that everything starts from matter, as if that matters, energy, and returns back to matter. So its leaders work to bring about an international atheistic dictatorship. They've tried so many times. And the Illuminati use all others to reach their goal to establish the despotism of Satan upon this earth. But I don't believe in Satan. It don't matter. They do. Political Zionism, created by the Vatican. Islam, created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Political Zionism, created by the Vatican in the 19th century. Political Zionism was aimed at control of Jews. The creation of Islam by the Vatican was aimed at control the descendants of Ishmael. That's World War III coming. Not anytime soon yet. It's what they're talking about now is all fake. But with the real World War III is between political Zionism and Islam. And both will destroy each other to bring riots to the Holy Roman Empire. That's their plan. International Nazism taught the deity of man that the state is all supreme. The leaders sought by to impose the ideas of a military dictatorship upon the people. They've tried many times. But they've never made it public because they've not been allowed to. Now that's the basics of what's going on. Now I want to get down to specifics. Very specific. Who are the soldiers of all this? All of your secret societies. Don't be fooled because they help the hospitals. Don't be fooled because they do good deeds. It means absolutely nothing. Because they do the good deeds to hide the evil behind the curtain. That's why they do the good deeds. That's exactly why. They blame everybody else. Further, the pawns in the game, William G. Carr, talks about who the internationals of every country, England, the Rothschilds, everybody's associated with them, United States, the Rockefellers and the Schiffs, headed by Bernard Baruch, Japan, the Mitsu, M-I-T-S-U-I-S, all their associates and affiliates, Germany, the Warburgs, Russia, Ginsburg, sound familiar, and France, the Rothschilds again. However, what they don't tell you is these are the ones they want you to know about. So that you will be distracted. First they get distracted that it's a Jewish conspiracy. And then they say it's an Arab conspiracy, Muslims. Then they say it was bankers to keep you all busy, tied up. Now everything I'm telling you now is going to come back here in about another hour. So I'm just laying the groundwork. So who are the outer core? The Rothschilds. See, really, the Irish, Knights Templar, Irish, control the money, really, for the Knights of Malta. That's who the real controllers are. But they want you to think it's the Rothschilds. Then you have the Astors, the Bundys. Ever heard of Bundy Ranch? Bundy, all Bundys. Collins, the DuPonts. Freeman's, Kennedy's, the Li family, L.I., from China, Onassis, Greek, Rockefeller, Disney, one evil individual, sorry, but he was, Russell, Van Duyn, D-U-Y-N, and the Merovingians. Merovingians is Queen Elizabeth and company, and the Reynolds family, tobacco and aluminum. Aluminum family, in your cigarettes, in the chemtrails, in the pots and pans, aluminum was designed to cause Alzheimer's. Fact. As in your vaccinations also. Do I have to tell you about tobacco? Ever heard of cancer? By design. The foundation nations of the New World Order. America is a colony. England, Israel is a colony of England. Australia is a colony in China. That's the five founding nations. Y'all getting the idea here? And they control all the worldwide banking, business, all militaries, politics, education, protocols, worldwide, media, religion, all religions, every single one of them. All the intelligence services work together in the Illuminati structure. Make it look like they don't, but they do. All drug companies, pharmacies, pharmakia, pharmacy, means sorcery in Greek. It does. All the illegal drugs, organized crime, come under the connection and direction of the Illuminati, the global elite. And of that, you have the Black Brotherhood, the Satanic Group, the Red Brotherhood, and the Great White Brotherhood. Family, this goes and goes and goes. And they're organized, the Council of 13, Council of 33, Committee of the 300, B'nai B'rith, which is formed in 1843, the Grand Orient, Freemasonry at the bottom of the ladder. How do they do this? At what's called the Round Table. The Round Table consists of the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, we'll get back to that. United Nations, that group of murderers, the Bilderberg Group, population control to kill people. Let's get down to it. For a non-overpopulation problem, there is not a problem in overpopulation. Rockefeller is a lion. The Club of Rome, population also, NSSM 200, and then Jimmy Carter, another Luciferian, Global 2000, of how to depopulate and kill in groups of people and cultures. That's what they're for. The Royal Institute of International Affairs, after the Club of Rome, Royal Institute of International Affairs is the Illuminati in England. Council of Foreign Relations is Illuminati in the United States. And then you got the Trilateral Commission. That forms a round table. They get together and discuss our lives. And we're going to talk about their subject matters that they discuss here very shortly. Because you wonder what they talk about, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what they talk about. All of our presidents have been involved in the takedown of America, every single one of them, except for the ones they assassinated. Now, in this conspiracy that we're having to deal with, I do want to remind you that they lose in this scenario, and they actually believe they're going to win. What is winning is for once and for all eternity, for their generations, they believe, will have a one-world government with Satan at the head. That's what they believe. That's the bottom line. So everything they're doing is headed toward that end. This goes back, all the way back to Nimrod, right after the flood, until today. Carried down from generation to generation. And there's nothing human that could plan so well, have it so thought out. There's no way. As a matter of fact, in William G. Carr's book, Red Fog Over America, in fact, there's a quote by a clergyman that William G. Carr had said before him what he'd found out in this New World Order conspiracy back in the 50s. And one clergyman that he discussed all this matters with said, and I quote, "Nothing human could have been so absolutely correct and is so perfect in regard to timing and purpose. You have convinced me that the international conspiracy is a conspiracy of Satan," unquote. But family, just because it is so well put together, keep in mind they've failed many times to achieve their world government. Going all the way back to 1782, which is when the plans were laid out, one honest Freemason, the Comte de Varoux, said in the biography they brought back with him from the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, W-I-L-H-E-L-M-S-B-A-D, Wilhelmsbad, where the orders of the Illuminati married the Masonry in July 1782. Illuminati became members, actually controlling Freemasonry. That's what the Congress was for. The Comte said, and I quote in his diary, "Tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you. But I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out, it would be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it." And from that moment on, from that point on, it was recorded in history that his biographer, M. Costa de Beauregard, said that the, quote, "the Comte de Varoux could only speak of Freemasonry with horror after that time." Family, this has everything to do with today. Because this is what's going on today, is this conspiracy that we're dealing with now. So the five fields of thought was Christianity, international communism, the Illuminati using all others to reach their goal to establish the despotism of Satan on the earth, political Zionism, control the Jews, Islam to control the descendants of Ishmael, international Nazism, and everything else is just used to keep us busy. It's that simple. That's simple. Now, in 1796, John Robison, professor of human philosophy and secretary of the Royal Society in Edinburgh, Scotland, he published documents that you can actually read. Proofs of a Conspiracy is what he wrote. George Washington received a copy of 1799. Died soon after. This is how John Robison obtained documents about Weishaupt's Illuminati that he completed May the 1st, 1776. Well, about 10 years later, 20 years later, Robison received copies of this conspiracy because he was a trusted member. He had been touring Europe prior to the outbreak of French Revolution in 1789. So Robison was a high degree Mason. It was for this reason that he was entrusted with secret documents. He had them in possession for a considerable time before he read them. When he finished, he realized that there were a copy of Weishaupt's revised version of the age-old Luciferian conspiracy, an explanation of how he intended to use members of the order and the sect of the Illuminati to drive it to its final goal, control of the first world government to be established, and, worst of all, the imposition of the Luciferian ideology with the human race by despotic Satanism. Well, John Robison then began to write. That's where you got the proofs of conspiracy to destroy all religions and governments in Europe. As a matter of fact, in one particular situation, there was a courier carrying the papers, one set of papers, when this, during that period of time, that while he's carrying them, he is struck by lightning, killed him. And when they found the body, they also found the papers. That's when the conspiracy was made public. It went after the Illuminati. God has an interesting way of working, doesn't he? You don't mock God. He made sure we know. He will always make sure you know. He always tells the prophets before things happen, so the prophets will tell you what the King James Bible is all about. Even our great Thomas Jefferson not helped Adam Weishaupt in much the same way that Woodrow Wilson helped Mandela House. You'd be surprised at how messed up the history is. That story is quite lengthy on how it came about. Adam Weishaupt, the Manzini. Manzini to Clinton Roosevelt in 1841. In a letter that Pike, Albert Pike, a Freemason, wrote to Manzini, August the 15th, 1871, he explained what's to happen when World War III, because already planned World War I and World War II before 1871, it's already planned out. It's documented. Now, I'm not going to go over the whole story. But the idea is to give you an idea of how this has been set up and what's really behind it and the basics. So we as Christians, not necessarily connected to Christianity, but Christians, this country and families we love so much, they were planning it not surviving past the 1980s. 1930s, 1940s, but always it's hung in there. The globalist is an astute generation of internationalists. And they targeted certain groups within the United States and the world for elimination. And the United States is the last one to go down as they'd planned. Because the Christians, the country, and the families stand in the way of the completion of an economic, political, and social network which will be global in scope. And everything independently, everything that appears to be independent, is actually connected. Because God said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So, the objective of this global initiative is control. How they do that? They divide the world into seven areas, specifically called, in the New Age terminology, as what's called ashram rays. I gave you kind of a breakdown of that a little while ago, of the political, worldwide, all political parties, economic, harmony, beauty, and the arts of the world, economics and finance, education, religion, and science. They control all those areas. It's called ashram rays. They have a specialist for each one. And six underlings for each group, making 49 specialists that control those seven areas. As technology skills increase, so do the areas of control increase. How they control them? Through the round table I just told you about. UN, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, Bilderberg. Oh, there's just a whole lot of them. And they submit their recommendations to the Committee of the 300, which gives them to the higher level Illuminati. You got it? I told you about the 13 Illuminati families that they want you to know about. The ones they don't want you to know about are the Famiglia, Este, Farnese, Aldo Brandini, Orsini family, which controls the popery, the Pope, the great Pope, Breakspear, Medici, Borgia, controls the Jesuits, Somgaglia, Conti, Chagi, Colonna, and Gaetana. Not a Jew among them. They're all Italian, Roman, of the Holy Roman Empire. Then you got the different houses. the royal houses of Sweden, France, Portugal, Monaco, Great Britain, Austria, several in Germany, Yugoslavia, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Denmark, Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, House of Wittenbach and Wittenberg in Germany, in Albania, Zougu. That's the houses, the most important ones. Bernadotte, Bourbon, Brangaza, Grimaldi, Guelph in Britain, Habsburg, Hanover, Hohenzollern in Germany, Hanover in Germany, Karađorđević in Yugoslavia, Liechtenstein in Liechtenstein, Nassau in Luxembourg, Oldenburg, Orange, House of Orange, House of Savoy in Italy, House of Witten. You see, it just goes and goes. They're the hidden ones. They form the Illuminati, the committees. Now, this is being recorded, so I'm not going to slow down so you can copy it down because I got to get moving, but I'm giving you an overall view of what really is going on. I know some people copy this down and they take notes and all that, but I don't have time to slow down today because I got some videos, well, actually for you, audios, to confirm what I'm telling you today, and I've reviewed all of them that I'm going to play you today. And all of them are right on track, except for a few things I'll make mention of. Now, let's talk about how it really affects your lives. Up close and personal. What has been their techniques all this time as planned at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad? Well, they planned all the way back to Charles Maine, all the way back to Nimrod, until today. The inner circle, the elitists, the powers to be, to instill fear in the masses so we rely on government for safety and protection. We are, in America, the last stronghold, as they planned it to be. We're the last stronghold to them to conquer. They have within our own organizations traitors that work with the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations is responsible of all the deaths of World War II and Korea. I have this in quotes. How come there hasn't been an outrage of having them to close the doors of the Council of Foreign Relations? Because our military leaders, our congressmen, our CEOs, are all members of it, pretending to be patriots, and they're not. This includes your Joint Chief of Staff, members of State Department, members of the Pentagon, members of your Department of Defense, are traitors to their own country because they belong to secret societies. And they lie to the lower ranked ones at the Pentagon, at the CIA, NSA, and they keep them out of certain meetings so they won't know. Americans are possessed with malaise, and worst of all, fears. Those conditions explain the rash of suicides that's being orchestrated, campus murders and suicide, weariness, the failure to act on others' behalf, the near lack of humanism being trained by humanists. They work on the education of the children to lead the next step. Some of the techniques they use is harassment, the elitist attempt to overcome by buying someone out. If that doesn't work, they resort to discrediting and harassment stream forms, tapping, phone calls, endless, tracking, trailing, telling, and murder, suicide, IRS hassles, accusing one of false crimes, messing up their credit, all kinds of different ways. That's why they have secret societies to do this. They have technology, voice-to-skull technology. Another way is population control, These are areas they talk about in these meetings I told you about. They invent food shortages. You know, when I hear, when you hear like in the beauty pageants, or you hear in certain forums, say, okay, what would you do to solve world hunger? Oh, well, what I would like to do is, it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, because you see, the Illuminati controls the food shortages. They orchestrate them on purpose, by design. They control water contamination, the lack of space, depletion of green, maneuvers to slice off 2/3 of the world's 6 billion citizens in SSM 200 and Global 2000. And what to do is to save themselves. Why? They allow death and other horrors to befall the other 4 billion. They have subtle means of ending our existence, or so they say, by cloning, genetic engineering. That goes back to 1611, 1711. Yeah. In America especially. Genetic engineering goes back to 1711. You get the idea? By design, Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch letters, look it up. Cloning has allowed engineers to create an army of soldiers bred to have massive muscle bulk, superior senses, powerful killing skills, breed doubles, replace people. This is not science fiction. This is real. In a deep underground military bases. They have chimeras, hybrid animal and human forms. Angels of death, nurses, they're there to kill. They belong to the Wicca. They'll smile, be all kinds of sweet. They're there to kill in a lot of the hospitals by design to include abortions. They rid the hospitals and clinics, the general population, of the infirmed and old people who put burdens on our society. They're now pushing euthanasia as a form of this for old folks and disabled children, and abortions as a method. This is how they do it. Then they use contamination, the kind of poisoning is that will kill a sizable population. They contaminate the water supplies, food resources, genetically modified food. Well, they tried that in 1952 with fluorine in the Palbum baby food. Got fracking. They use soil impregnated with bacteria, oil, and other toxic spills by design. They have detainment camps being set up. That's pretty obvious. Moral corruption is in the background. Destruction of home-taught values. That's where common core education, no child left behind. That's what that's all about. Anti-patriotism. And I already told you about the quotes from Brock Chisholm that beginning in 1945. The takedown of America when it started. And he said, Brock Chisholm, 1948 to 1953, he was director of the United Nations World Health Organization. And he expressed a typical globalist view when he said, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, 1948 to 53. Before that, they needed those attributes, because they wanted to foment the wars. Now, after the wars, World War I and II was planned before 1871. Between 1948 and 53, it's time to take down these values to set up for a new world order based on humanism. That's where it started, the education. To reduce the sovereignty. Family, these people plan ahead. That's how it works. Destruction of home-taught values been put into play. That's why you have all this going on in the schools today. It's not right. Diversity. refers to forcing us to show tolerance, understanding, and acceptance for values you don't believe in. Political correctness was always a thrust for this. Censorship, hate crime, Zionism, anti-Semitism, all these things, are also a means of forcing undesirable changes down your throats. Racial dissension. This is one going on today. It's a method they use to create a conflict among the races and nationalities. Divide and conquer is going on today. And removal of God in the system. You know, the elite Luciferians, they work hard to prohibit us from making any reference to God in Christ and the sacredness of being a Christian in public. They promote pagan holidays, which is all of them, Wicca, black magic, and practice Satanism. That was evident down in Florida fairly recently when they had a meeting at one of the council meetings. And a prayer was given to Satan during one of the council meetings. Well, that's a hoot. That's up close and personal. And you had six people that was in that council meeting that got up and left while the vice, actually, we'll play it right now for those that hadn't heard it. This is a council meeting. Listen.
Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Here.
Commissioner Christopher McBoyd.
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso.
Here.
Commissioner John.
Lakewood City Commission meeting.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
3rd December this year, last year, 14. Five people leave from this meeting right now. They're all gone. He says.
Duly noted. Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great God of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us, above all, love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what?
Now they do the Pledge of Allegiance. They all come back in.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Family, that's for real. It is for real.
Okay, agenda additions, deletions, or reordering. Pamela?
And they start the meeting. Now that's in late something Florida. Family, this is real. This is not made up, played with, or whatever. This is happening in the country. It's up close and personal. It's there. It's happening. And picking up steam fast. those who practice Satanism are coming into your schools, into your committees, into your groups, and your military, big time. Congress, that's why they never closed down the Council of Foreign Relations. But God's going to. Apostasy in our churches, especially Catholicism, is a sign of destruction that's put upon us. The goal is to reach back to the ancient mystery schools of religion and to learn what they believe are advanced technologies from so-called aliens or gods. And there in that prayer, you heard, he talked about Thor. And it wasn't because he saw the stupid movie. They believe that Thor is the power. They believe in Krishna. They believe in all those names you heard. Well, it just so happens that when the false prophet, the real false prophet of the Bible, whose name is going to call Yeshua, his name is Sanan Emanuel, when he appears on the scene in the near future, that's when religion will fall away. Well, it just so happens, as it's documented by the Illuminati in their textbook, which I have a copy of, I do know that this one called Sananda, Maitreya, he will also be called Maitreya. He will be called the Prince of Peace. He'll be called the Christ. He'll be called Krishna. He'll be called Bodhisattva. He'll also be called the Imam Mahdi. He'll be called all those names and the Kalki Avatar to cover the worldwide religions under one false prophet named Sananda, who will come as an alien or a god of some sort. He'll introduce the Antichrist, of whom we don't know yet, but he'll be a member of the Italian Illuminati. That's yet to come. Ecumenism, another parameter for one world religion. Tony Palmer was bringing that in, the one that died on a motorcycle accident. Worldwide, the ecumenical movement, believing that Christ is not the Savior, or other people, so-called prophets, or the Saviors, that Christianity invalid. You heard all the gods that this vice mayor come up with, in that prayer that they come up with, which it did divide the council. They all left. Like homosexuality, now in the open, divides the military services. It's already divided them. They divide and conquer. And the Joint Chief of Staff are allowing it to happen. Why? Because they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, members of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're a part of this evil. They're a part of this agenda. And they claim to be patriots. They're generals that lie to the American people because they brief the Council of Foreign Relations. That means they work with them. They work for them. And the Council of Foreign Relations determines our policy. That's confirmed. Some believe that New Ageism is the one world religion. Others think that global warming becomes the hip. Global warming, pollution, all that. An aspect of their plan is a contrived apocalypse based on the books of Revelation and Daniel. Contrived first. Then they have the so-called truth tellers to say we're already in the end times events, and we're not. Those like Hagee and all the rest of them, Carl Gallup, P.P. Simmons, all those that say, oh, we're in the sixth trumpet. No, we're not. We're not even yet in the seven-year tribulation. And even now today, remiss of authority figures. There's where you get your teachers that's doing what they're doing to our kids. It justifies the natural rights of the child. Police officers that are trained by the ADL, Christian Identity, are doing wrongful shootings, beatings, and they're making sure it gets in the news. Why? Because they were remiss. To remiss authority figures is a socialist agenda. That's why many parents and adults fear today's youth. Family, New Year's Eve, just one tiny example. A man down in Florida cut off his mother's head with an axe. That's not a way to bring in the new year. That's a bad way to do it. That's what he did. These are possession. Demonic possession. Drugs. Antidepressants. Opens up portals. Kids scream and yell. Mock. Physically abuse their parents and other elders. As they're taught. Video games. They're taught disrespect on the basketball courts. When they see the NFL, NHL. In the basketball, NBA. They're told, because they're all Freemasons that activate this. They're Freemasons. They wear the tattoos. So it becomes familiar to wear tattoos. Why? Because they're coming out with a microchip that's going to be in a digital tattoo. So it's cool. That's why they're doing it. So they use the sports stars that are your heroes to sell shoes, to sell tattoos, to sell disrespect toward authority. That's why they do all these stupid things when they make a touchdown. Or they have somebody punching somebody out on the court. Didn't it used to happen that way, right? Well, it is today because they're told to do that. Rude, disrespectful. It takes a village to raise a child mentality. Children are supposed to be cuddled and free thinking, do whatever they want. Parents of authority become remiss in correcting foul children. Heck, they're working. The parents are busy because they're tied up. The elite encourage children to resist authority on one hand while warning them to mindlessly obey on the other. Education system is failing by design. It alters the child's benefits or beliefs, of what's right and wrong through mind control programs. I played the other day the Jesus camps that they've got. They've rewritten history, introducing alternative and debased sexual teachings. Conditions them to accept whatever powers lay before them. Sexual perversions. That goes back a long time ago. Started a long time ago. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was right on top of it. Roberta Eckberg. We're all a part of this agenda. Actually started around 1970s. When it started changing the minds of the children of the baby boomers. That's how they do it. It's an amazing study when you really get into it. And I do it. And they say, well, Tom, how do you do that? I mean, how do you know about all this negative stuff? And I say, because I know they lose. I've been reading about how they do it, what to pray against, what to send petitions about. I don't get involved in it, but they've slowed it down in many cases. All the schools have been schools of humanism right under our noses. And they've been right up front telling us what they're doing. And people aren't paying attention. School boards aren't getting together under the right ideas. Because they've been too busy. So because it's so powerful, it doesn't mean you just stop and do nothing. There's things you can do. Now, what I'd like to find here, is a few of the quotes that come to my mind. Oh, here we go. Jocelyn Elders said, and I quote, "Give me the choice of trying to educate a 3-year-old about sex or trying to educate an 18-year-old. I'll take the 3-year-old every time," unquote. She also said, Jocelyn Elders, U.S. Surgeon General under Clinton administration, of course, quote, "We need to speak out to tell people that sex is good, sex is wonderful. It's a normal part of, a healthy part of our being, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual." Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, and I quote, Prostitution as a consensual act between adults is arguably within the zone of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions, unquote. And Christine Gibby, who is Clinton's appointee as AIDS czar, said America has a sex problem. Quote, America needs to view human sexuality as an essentially important and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be a repressed Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexual sexuality, particularly in teens, and leaves people abandoned with no place to go. I can help just a little bit in my job as AIDS czar, standing on the White House lawn, talking about sex with no lightning bolts falling on my head, unquote. Roberta Arkenberg said, and I quote, do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children? I just go on and on about this. You got the idea? It's all substantiated by quotes going all the way back. Drugs and alcohol, breeding a society of chemically abused, dependent individuals, and one way to get people to accept matters contrary to their morals is medicate them. And that fake ADHD, there's no such thing as that. They're lying to their parents so they can put antidepressants in the bodies of the children. Zoloft, there were other thing in there. To rely on the government to help them get through it. Addiction robs people of financially, psychologically, while diverting law enforcement efforts to other areas. Make people rely on pills and doctors, have big pharma profits. Vaccinations that kill. HPV that in fact kills and also sterilizes your children. HPV shots. Then you got the gambling. You got the chaos that they produce. Hegelian dialectics to put people on the edge. False flags you hear about shortly. Cover-ups. Oh, do I have to tell you about that? Sometimes they have whistleblowers like Snowjob, Snowden. They're fake informants. Assange, they work for the CIA. They tell you what they want you to know, pretending to be whistleblowers, and they're not at all. Not in remote sense of the word. The environment, using global warming as a unifying issue. Illuminati not only make scads of money, but they also control the weather with it. HARP, High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, and chemtrails. And all this is under their control for now. Destroying the workforce in various cities and towns. The GATT Treaty, the NAFTA, it created a massive loss of jobs. That's why they brought in the foreign trade zones. Where's the Joint Chief of Staff of Congress then? Jobs given to illegal immigrants. By design. Family goes back to Woodrow Wilson. It goes back to FDR. Because they work together. That's why they sent it over to India and China. Carter was a part of this to bring in China to the Panama Canal. So they could bring him into Mexico. His partner, Clinton, cousin, by the way, let him come in Long Beach Naval Base in the 1990s. Yeah, sneaky, wasn't it? Then he got crimes. Some of them orchestrated. Society frightened of being murdered, raped, and beaten, held hostage, hijacked. Then there's one more method of cuckolding us into a ceding our rights to Big Brother. We need help. I will help you. It's called a dialectic. You have terrorism orchestrated by CIA, KGB, Mossad, MI5, MI6, all working together. They control ISIS. They control Al-Qaeda. They control Hezbollah. They control the terrorists. I saw this in Kosovo. We always work both sides. of every conflict. Every terrorist group, we work. The federal groups that we help, we work on both sides at the same time. Always do. No exception. And then they use the false flags like 9-1-1, Pearl Harbor. Oh, yeah. Cause a major breakdown of the U.S. Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. Patriot Act, Homeland Security, biochips, soon to come martial law, concentration camps, all this nonsense. They keep forgetting there's a God in this world. Slavery and prostitution. A lot of it has to do with satanic rituals. Almost all of it. Genocide that's going on in our country. That we've fomented in other countries. Diseases created. HIV was created for Dietrich, Maryland in late 70s. That's correct. Computerized technology that they control, nanochips, robotic reproduction. The so-called UFOs, that's orchestrated. Fallen angels, if you will. Holograms. Chemtrails with strontium barium niobate put in the atmosphere with projections from satellites causes holograms. Look it up. Actually, I got the prototype study of one. The economy's taking them down. Feminism and working mothers. Feminism was funded by the Rockefellers to take apart the families. It's confirmed. Gloria Steinem. Funded by the CIA. Confirmed. The UN causes the problems. They don't solve them. Secret societies. They serve to unite the elitists in their demise of our nation, pretending to be patriots and are not. That's how they're up close and personal. Oh, and mind control. We're getting into that now. Drugs, MKUltra, LSD projects, rock music, video games, violence, witchcraft on TV, Harry Potter. All these are discussed at these meetings. And your media merges. Television, radio, music, theater, conglomerates, monopolies, so they control everything under the Council of Foreign Relations. And do I have to tell you about corrupt governments? CIA drugs, armament smuggling, bought off politicians, undercover dealings, a lack of missile defense, decline of our military by design, homosexuality, drugs, all that was designed to take our military apart starting in 1950, 1960. By design, from our own Joint Chief of Staff, State Department, was behind this. Infiltration. Invading the churches and schools, the corporations, small businesses on the inside. Regional governments. That's what Nixon set up in the United States. Executive Order 11647. Established 10 regions, 5 states each, when he planned a dictatorship, 1972 to 74. That's correct. Didn't happen, so they had to hide it. Rescinded it in 1978. Passed on to FEMA and Rex 84, Oliver North and Reagan and all those. So you'll find the same plan by Nixon. Executive Order 11647, February 12, 1972, that failed to accomplish into a dictatorship. Then passed on to Reagan under FEMA regional system where it stands today. Created or contrived crisis seem real to us, but they're really false flags. Takeover of banks. Going to Iraq for the oil. Lying about terrorism. Global warming. Energy crisis. Floods. Hurricanes. They could control the weather through HAARP. That's a fact. And earthquakes. They use all these approaches on a... Family, I just barely scratched the surface. Now we'll get down to it. 1966, Iron Mountain Report. What's the best way to control people? War. They discovered in 1909. Carnegie Foundation. Well, when you don't have war, how to control them? We'll do a comprehensive social welfare program, a general improvement of human conditions, social program, social welfare, a giant open-end space research program aimed at unreachable targets, disarmament inspection, disarm worldwide, international police force, that's the UN, this is all 1966, a recognized established extraterrestrial menace, a massive global environmental pollution, and designing fictitious alternate enemies. That your Al-Qaeda is fictitious. Then environmental pollution, new religions, mythologies, blood games, that's mixed martial arts to keep people busy, and applied eugenics. All this has been under their control all along. What they decided to do on the long term was to place their agents and helpers everywhere, take control of the media, start fights between races, classes, and religions, use bribery and threats and blackmail to get their way, use Freemason lodges to attract potential public officials, appeal to successful people in their ego, reward them, appoint puppet leaders who can't be controlled by blackmail. Replace the royal rule with a socialist rule, then communism, then despotism with Satan. Abolish rights and freedoms. Sacrifice people, including the Jews. Eliminate religion totally. Replace it with science and materialism. Now go back to that prayer. It all is coming out. Control the education system to spread deception and destroy elect. Rewrite history to the benefit. Create entertaining distractions. Corrupt the minds with filth and perversion. Encourage people to spy on each other. Keep us in poverty and perpetual labor. Take possession of all wealth and property, especially gold. And then use gold to manipulate the markets, cause depressions. Put a progressive tax on wealth. Replace sound investment with speculation. Give bad advice to governments and everyone else. And make long-term interest-bearing loans to governments. Family, I'm just scratching the surface. They included art. To design art that means nothing. We call it today modern art. I even get more detailed. It's amazing what they have set up all these generations. Treat all behavior problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Discredit the family as institution. Have easy divorce. Internationalize the Panama Canal. That was done in the 1970s. Family, I can't cover everything in just 2 hours. Eliminate prayer or phase of religious expression in schools. Discredit the American Constitution. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity of normal, natural, and healthy. It's amazing what they've set up all these generations. And while we've been busy all along, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan, quote, is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art, unquote. You see, this is the subjects, these are the subjects that's talked about in those organizations I mentioned, headed to a new world order. Now, in this true conspiracy, I'm going to give you an idea with using someone else's voice of what I've been talking about. And let's see how the time goes and how this works. So let's start off with number one. Here we go.
You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. Public opinion is big business. As of 2011, there were more than 7,000 public relations firms in the United States alone. These companies work on behalf of corporations, trade organizations, or individuals who hope to put a positive spin on their image. Whether it's a celebrity trying to salvage his or her reputation after a meltdown, a musician promoting an album, or business combating negative press, chances are you've recently encountered PR work and you might not have known. There's no denying the importance of this multi-billion dollar industry, but what exactly is it? How does it work? And who invented it? Here's where it gets crazy. The art of modern public relations can be generally traced to one man, Edward Bernays. There were other earlier innovators, but none altered the social landscape of North America as profoundly. Born in Vienna, Austria in 1891, Bernays' family moved to New York City about a year after his birth. He was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and like his uncle, Bernays was captivated by the convoluted processes of the human mind. Bernays often consulted his uncle's work, and he was the first to incorporate psychology and other social sciences into PR. Yet where Freud sought to uncover motivations, Bernays sought to mask them, and Bernays' clients were companies rather than individuals. For example, one of his early cases involved Lucky Strike cigarettes in the 1920s. The American Tobacco Company asked him to expand sales. Women would be an ideal market, but there were problems. First, women didn't care for the green packaging of Lucky Strikes, and the manufacturer concluded that changing the color was too expensive. Second, it was taboo for women to smoke in public. Bernays took a unique approach to these obstacles. First, he recommended that, if the packs must stay green, they should make green the premier color of the fashion season. During his Green Ball campaign, Bernays convinced French designers to incorporate green into their latest fashion lines, and not just any green, but the specific dark green shade of Lucky Strike packaging. He also engineered a green gala at the Waldorf Astoria, featuring some of society's most prominent tastemakers. To address the problem of smoking in public, he linked Lucky Strike cigarettes to the women's liberation movement, arranging for young women to march down Fifth Avenue, smoking and calling the cigarettes torches of freedom. Instead of appearing to sell cigarettes, this seemingly spontaneous march appeared to be a part of the struggle for gender equality. Suddenly, Lucky Strike cigarettes didn't just have packaging that matched the latest Parisian fashions, they also made a statement about women's equality. It's easy to see how these associations could skew market opinion, and the campaign was enormously successful. If you're like most people, then you probably assume that you know where your opinions come from. And if you're like most people, you're probably wrong. Humans tend to think of each belief as the result of a rational analysis, but this is not entirely true. Instead, our opinions are subtly influenced in numerous ways, and we're often not aware of this process. Edward Bernays tapped into this phenomenon to increase the sales of hairnets, cigarettes, bacon, and more, but that's just the beginning. He didn't restrict his talents to selling consumer goods. He persuaded consumers and citizens to approve of several other things, and that's probably something his clients don't want you to know. Even today. Tune in next week for more on Bernays, public opinion, and propaganda in the second part of our series.
Here we go, number two.
You can turn back now.
Orchestrating of
or
wars.
The stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. Although Edward Bernays is little known today, his work speaks for itself. In an earlier episode, we explored Bernays' campaign to popularize smoking among women, but this wasn't his only project. He's the reason Americans eat eggs and bacon for breakfast. Before Bernays, most Americans ate a light breakfast. In the 1950s, the Beech Nut Packing Company contracted Bernays to expand sales of bacon. Instead of attacking other bacon companies, Bernays courted experts. He wrote a carefully worded letter to 5,000 physicians asking them whether a hearty breakfast was better than a light one. The results made headlines. More than 4,500 doctors recommended a hearty breakfast and specifically mentioned bacon and eggs. Bernays' plan was a success. Business owners across the United States took notice, and they weren't the only ones. In fact, Bernays worked for the United States both before and during his corporate campaigns. However, they didn't pay him to sell bacon or cigarettes. They paid him to sell wars. Here's where it gets crazy. In 1917, President Woodrow Wilson formed the Committee on Public Information, or CPI, which raised support for U.S. engagement in World War I. Bernays worked for the organization, which was headed by George Creel. They briefed President Wilson, directing him in the use of propaganda. The CPI hired thousands of four-minute men, speakers who were trained to speak about the war for 4 minutes during community events. The men at CPI believed that the average attention span was about 4 minutes. Bernays' work was successful, and the United States eventually did enter World War I. His work didn't stop there. Over the years, Bernays consulted with other presidents, Eisenhower, Hoover, and more, while continuing to consult with businesses. Often his client base overlapped in strange ways. When the United Fruit Company was unhappy with the democratic government of Guatemala in the 1950s, they first pulled strings with the U.S. Embassy. Under the previous dictatorship, United Fruit had enormous control over the country. They had tax exemptions, a large degree of autonomy, and controlled the country's railroad and post office. Yet the new presidents refused to support United Fruit's control of the nation. They also allowed the Communist Party to operate openly. Unfortunately for those presidents and Guatemala, United Fruit had high-level connections. Alan Dulles, the director of Central Intelligence, was a stakeholder in United Fruit, and his brother, John Foster Dulles, was Secretary of State. But United Fruit still needed to convince Congress and the American public, so they hired Edward Bernays. Bernays persuaded Congress and the administration that attacks on United Fruit were proof of communist subversion, and that President Arbenz was a communist himself. According to the CIA report, he sent correspondents from Time, Newsweek, The New York Times, and Chicago Tribune to report on communist activities in Guatemala. As the coup took place, Bernays persuaded the American public that the CIA-backed military juntas were actually freedom fighters stopping the spread of communism. Bernays' work paved the way from the 1954 coup of Guatemala, which triggered a civil war that would last for 4 decades. By the time this war ended, hundreds of thousands had died. Bernays' work attracted several notable fans, including Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels, who based his strategies on Bernays' theories. This isn't to say that Bernays was necessarily a bad man, just very, very good at what he did. And Goebbels wasn't the only person to copy Bernays' work. PR agencies across the planet use Bernays' techniques every day, influencing your opinion about products, countries, and of course, politics. But who's paying them to influence you, and why? That is something they don't want you to know. Tune in next week to learn more about the legacy of Edward Bernays and how the same propaganda techniques are being used on you today.
Now, you got names of those involved in setting up the United Fruit companies and what they were up to. Well, now I'm going to add to it. Keep that in mind about the fruit companies when you hear the next presentation. It's also very true about a military coup of the U.S. government back in 1933. Here we go.
You can run. roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate exploitation and misdeeds.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A Congressional Committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago.
Okay, see, now that's not true. The corporations are under the control of the Council of Foreign Relations and Illuminati. So now they're trying to put it off on the corporations that a coup is no longer necessary. It's a lie. The coup is what they're looking for. Also, FDR, in 1920s, working with his cousin Churchill, and the Japanese elite, the Mitsuits, as I mentioned a little while ago, in 1920s, they planned Pearl Harbor as a false flag. That's a fact. Tested it out in 1932 with a military exercise against Pearl Harbor with their own ships, see if they could get close, knowing very well it's going to happen. So FDR was going to catch General Butler in a plan to take over the U.S. government and functions of government using the bonus army of World War I that wanted their money, disgruntled with the government, and use them as the takeover force. But what they're going to do was to blow the whistle on Butler, catch him in a treasonous plan, backstab him, in other words, and declare martial law, setting up a dictatorship. I have evidence of that by a quote from FDR I've read many times. March of 4th, 1939 confirms it. They're not done. 33, they were planning a military dictatorship. 43, 1962, 1972 with Nixon, 84 with Reagan, FEMA, Rex 84 was the operation. And they were planning one in 1999. Bush was a part of it. All along, they've not accomplished it. And now, in the year 2000, 2012 and 2013, they plan another one.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. on a recent TV episode, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative's own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill, period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
That's what's really going on. That's real stuff. Right before our eyes. And General Boykin and Rick Joyner are Knights of Malta members. A lot of this is documented. It's right before us. As a matter of fact, I got quotes from Robert McNamara, going all the way back then, about when he talks about the false flags. And this is testimony. Right? Okay, let's see how this works. After we firebombed in like World War II, Japan, after FDR, Churchill, Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor to get us into a war in the 1920s. I mean, this is how it really works. And the Nagasaki and Hiroshima, that was nothing compared to the firebombing. I mean, the history is completely wrong. And then it led up to the Korean War. And that was set up by our own State Department, Council of Foreign Relations. And General LeMay of that period of time had consumed 63 Japanese cities, killing 500,000 people and leaving 8 million homeless by the end of World War II when he firebombed Tokyo. General Curtis LeMay. He said, I quote, "I suppose if I lost the war, I would have been tried as a war criminal," unquote. So that leads us to the Korean War and General MacArthur. And that was between June 25th of 1950 and July 27th, 1953. And our own State Department stopped Chiang Kai-shek from crossing over to help our own troops and 500,000 men. And General Douglas MacArthur believed in the killing of civilians, bombing of towns and villages, and military targets. He had a scorched earth bombing policy. I've talked about Korea before. They flew 1,040,708 sorties, dropped 336,000 tons of bombs, and 32,000 tons of napalm in Korea. In just a few short years, the death toll of civilians of Korea was 2 to 4 million people. South Korea alone, over 5 million were displaced, setting up for communism as a fake enemy.
No, it was just
McNamara.
Confusion
about Vietnam.
And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong. It didn't happen.
The Gulf of Tonkin. 64.
I referred to it as another sinking of the Maine.
Suggesting?
Senator Wayne Morse.
Well, you know what the best historical advice is in regard to the sinking of the Maine. It was a deliberate act on the part of the United States to have an excuse to go to war against Spain. The Gulf of Tonkin was in a deliberate, aggressive act on the part of the Johnson administration to justify making war against North Vietnam.
And the same thing about Vietnam. It was already pre-planned what was going to happen. You see, family, what's going on today in history and what's happening on real life is not what you're being told. And the same thing about the world. They're not being told the truth. It's about a new world order, a despotic, satanic organizations, secret societies, what it's all made up to be. You know, what are we going to learn? One last speech I'm going to give you all, and then we'll give you some solution and show you what they're up against. JFK said the following.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, John Lennon, Larry McDonald, Princess Diana, Benazir Bhutto of India, Tupac Shakur, Dr. David Kelly, Bill Cooper, William Cooper, Barry Jennings. The names just keep coming.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligations to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You see, family, also, you cannot trust always those in the news media, alternative news media as well, that inform people is on your side, because they tell you just what you want to hear. They tell you 80% truth and then redirect 20%, pretending to be truth tellers. Those are the ones you got to watch out for. Family, no human being, no human group, no human form could ever come up with this kind of plan. It's not possible. It is the agenda of Satan, fallen angels, or that use the elite of this world as slaves. In other words, your so-called four-star generals that we hold in such high esteem, war hero or not, don't matter, they've taken a blood oath against their family and against their country. That's an abomination. Members of the Council of Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Bilderberg. They're nothing but slaves of the Illuminati. The Illuminati is nothing more than slaves of the Great White Brotherhood. Satan is controller of these for now. Well, let's talk about their controller, the one that leads them. And through this world with devils filled, should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness, grim we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure, and one little word shall fail him. You know, Christians, born-again Christians that follow Jesus Christ, they use all kinds of excuses, even Christians will, to keep themselves out of today's religious, moral, and cultural battles. And you know, one of the most diabolical excuses they have is to claim that Satan is the rightful god of this world. Translate into believing that this world is demonic. Well, what does the Bible say about it? The King James Bible. Well, Satan's a creature. Like all creatures, he has certain limitations. Their leader has certain limitations. Even under the old covenant of the Bible, Satan's been granted permission by God before he could act. In Job 1, verse 6 to 12, and Job 1, verse to 7, Job 2, excuse me, verses 1 to 7, they had to come before God in his presence. For example, Job 1, 6, in the supernatural realm. Now, there was a day when the sons of God, that's the fallen angels, the Great White Brotherhood, by the way, that's correct, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, whence thou comest? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. What he's talking about here is from the second heaven to the first, by human sacrifice and alchemy, invocation. From the second heaven to the first heaven's earth. To and fro, back and forth, is what they're talking about. Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? So he talks about it here. Satan can't do anything that God won't allow. They have to go before God. That's the point. Job 2, verse 1 to 7 is the same. And you know, Satan's limitations, their leader, has been multiplied since the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus. He doesn't have the power he used to have. So the Bible shows us that if we resist the devil, he'll flee. James 4 says 7. So any power that Satan has over you as a born-again Christian is the power that you give him and the power granted to him by God. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 12. So Scripture will tell you that their leader, Satan, is defeated, disarmed, he's spoiled. Colossians 2:15. Revelation 12:7. He has fallen, Luke 10:18. He was thrown down, Revelation 12:9. He was crushed under the feet of the early Christians, and by implication, under the feet of all Christians throughout the ages. Romans 16:20. He's lost authority over Christians. Colossians 1:13. He's been judged already. John 16:11. He cannot touch a Christian. 1 John 5:18. His works have been destroyed. 1 John 3:8. He has nothing. John 14:30. And he must flee when he's resisted. James 4:7. He is bound already. Mark 3:27. And Luke 11:20. And finally, the gates of hell shall not overpower the advancing church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're not talking about a religion. We're not talking about four walls. We're not talking about a pope, a preacher, pastor, rabbi, or whatever. We're talking about where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ is the church. Matthew 16:18. So Satan is alive, but he's not well on planet Earth. So then, what does Paul mean when he says that Satan is God of this world, actually, of this age? 2 Corinthians 4:4. You know, to hear people tell it, it teaches that Satan has all power and authority in this dispensation. He appears in UN meetings. They invoke him in certain meetings. You understand this? Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Wesak Festival, Manchester, California. He's known as Sanat Kumara. They invoke him into those meetings, or if they don't have the power, they channel or possession to receive their orders straight from Lucifer, the Rothschilds, straight from Lucifer. This is how up close and personal it really is. Where God is the God of heaven and of the age to come, Satan is the god of this world and a present evil age. But this dualistic view of the universe may be part of Greek philosophy, but has no place in biblical theology. He's god of this age, but we know that God is king of the ages. 1 Timothy 1:17. So he's stating that Satan is a chosen, small letter G, God, of those who deny Jesus as God's rightful heir. Matthew 22:1-14. And there's true Antichrist out there. But Jesus is in possession of all authority, and there's nothing they can do about it in both heaven and earth. Matthew 28:18-20. And you know, in addition, we know that Satan's power has not increased since the days of Job. He's still a permission-seeking creature. This is especially true under that new and better covenant inaugurated by Jesus Christ himself. And all these verses I've been giving you make it clear that their leader, Satan, is a second-class creature. He's been cast out and judged. And in John 12:31, the ruler of this world shall be cast out. 16:11, John 16:11, the ruler of this world has been judged. That's their leader. So the devil is chosen by as a god by those who are perishing. They will not succeed. The only way Satan can pass himself off as a god is to blind his victims, and they are blinded. God has allowed it. Who is there to fear when God got on your side? Family, we're at the end of the program. Thank you all for stopping by. Tonight, Bible study 8-9. Let y'all know we're played up at highportradio.net. Also, my Bible studies and broadcasts. Highportradio.net, John Kirkler. He has sponsors, and he is moving on really well now. And we appreciate that, I do. For me, he plays my broadcast and my Bible studies, that's it. But he's running up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. You can find out his sponsors and contact them and use them if you have to, if you need to. Also, I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. You can find me also on Shoutcast. When you download it, you can find me there 24/7, looking up Watchman for Jesus. And my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, also. I keep that going. Well, family, we're there. And I just, even today, again, briefly just covered it in 2 hours to show you what you're up against, but also to show you the weakness of the enemy was the main thing. How many people's involved thinking they're going to win and their leader is already defeated? That's the point. But tribulations are coming. Get right with God through Jesus Christ. Because that's where the bottom line is. All the way around. Y'all have a great weekend. And know that you've won through Jesus. That's the bottom line. Y'all have a good night. God bless and have a great weekend. This is your Watchman. Signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end of time.